Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick Prokosic from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts Sunday morning, 9 to 10, right here, 99.3, 1110
WDT. I think we need to ramp up our intro. We need to
ramp it up.
Some flavor. Because if I send somebody a link to our podcast and then the next time I pick up my phone, it's playing, it's like, and we are your good morning. It's like, come on, man.
Smooth,
Patrick,
man.
Stop again. This is like one after another after another. Let's go like, welcome to Taco Bell.
This is the Taco Bell podcast.
No, it's not.
I'm your host, the little chihuahua guy. What are you going to be? Yo, Carol Roby.
I'll be the Mexican melt with no pico sauce.
There you go. There you go.
I'm just glad they brought back the Mexican pizza.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's all I care about.
That thing was legit. Why would you get rid of that? They brought the quesadilla in.
I mean, they said something about packaging. I don't know.
All right.
You know, everybody's trying to be more efficient.
You got to fold it and
reduce quality and be more efficient. That's not the way to go. That's not the Roby way.
I understand.
So how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Man, I went to Carowinds for the first time ever. I've never been. Never since I've been in Charlotte.
Since
2004.
I mean, you got TJ looking over here. You got Chris Weber, guest all the time from the Make-A-Wish Foundation sitting in the room,
and we are stunned. Don't do it. I never have been.
You say a lot of idiotic stuff on this show, but you've never stunned TJ, and the guests.
Time out. I say a lot of idiotic stuff all the time, not just on the show.
I'm just telling
you. To my defense.
I'm just telling you it takes a lot to stun me.
Well, I rode on the safest roller coaster in America. The Fury.
Did you ride it?
I did.
You got to.
I did. I had never been on that thing before.
Obviously, you've never been there.
Yeah. I'm just setting the bar low as I can. But, man, that is intense. Have you done that before?
I have.
Holy cow. I was riding up the thing, and there were some guys, I think they were Dutch, and they were like, elbow me. They were like, put up your hands. Put up your hands. I was like, there's no way. I'm like, grab it off for dear life.
You said that when you got off, y'all did some double dutching?
They clogged their way down the stairs, yeah.
I thought y'all were jump roping.
Nah, man. It was cool.
That's what I know is
That's a cool place. Yeah, I can't believe I'd never been before. Scarlett was like, let's go and check it out.
So
like,
you did take Scarlett?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Well, she did not want to ride the Fury.
Making sure you didn't go to Carowinds yesterday from like 8 to 5.
I got there
by yourself.
Got there at 7:30.
Because it is now Tuesday, so that would have been Monday. I'm starting to wonder why we're not getting things done. Man, I got my Rowan, my second daughter, has her first volleyball game tonight. She's JV high school, and she told me yesterday she got voted as team captain. She was very surprised.
Man, that's awesome.
So I'm bragging on my baby. It's good. And I said, well, how did you get selected? And the players selected. So I thought that was even better.
Yeah.
But she is a number one in my eyes.
Of course.
And Tatum's playing golf. And Piper's playing volleyball. And Ford's playing baseball.
Yeah, you were at last time I talked to you on the phone. I think you were at a baseball tryout.
Hey, this is a public service announcement. If you have an 8-9-year-old kid and they have a bat that's like 28 inches long, don't try to hit it in the batting cage with a 60-mile-an-hour ball as a grown man, because it will bend. So I'm now in the market for a new bat. I might try to go by play it again at some point.
I appreciate you saying that, because I would 100% do that. Without question. I'd be like, yeah.
I did it, and it's warped. It's like, what happened to this? But Reagan's like, well, should he go? So then I felt bad. I took him to tryout Saturday. I was talking to you Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, he's 8. Tryouts are – it's a rec league. But I think he was a little, defeated because he didn't have a base. Like, grabs his bat, puts it in his bag.
That's what
like all the kids do. And then I'm like, you can't take the bat, man. He's like, why? I said, it's warped. He said, huh? I said, it's warped. So he didn't have a bat. So, you know, I had to talk to the other men and say, hey, man, can my son borrow your bat? I'm going to go get him a bat, I promise. They're like, who is this dude? I'm like, man, I was a daggone good baseball player. Y'all need to back off.
His back was curved.
They're like, shoe, Tiny, shoe.
So his bat was curved like Forrest Gump's back.
It was not straight.
Not good.
So, well, this is an exciting show because our kickoff to our cornhole tournament. What date's the Pitching for Wishes? It's November the 4th. I know it's the first Saturday in November, Freedom Park. This is our 15th annual cornhole tournament. We did 1 year we couldn't have it. We did its 15th annual Pitching for Wishes, and the 1 year we couldn't have it, we did a Walking for Wishes because we couldn't have a bunch of people at the park together. So it's our 16th annual fundraiser, and for the last 14, we've supported Make-A-Wish. We started with LLS, and if a kid has a blood cancer, they should have the opportunity to be granted a Make-A-Wish. So, and we have a lot of kids in the Roby family, so we think this is just the most wonderful charity. And we have Chris Weber from the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Central and Western North Carolina in the studio. He's a dear friend. Say old friend, he might take offense.
Well, I think he's quite a bit younger than us. So.
Well, I went with these guys yesterday on a golf trip that I donated for another charity, In Reach. And they won the thing, and they're like, oh, man, this is like – we went to the mountains. This is like a special thing. And I'm like riding with the guy. And I'm like, how old are you, man? He said, I'm 26. I said, dang, I'm 19 years older than you.
Wow.
So anyway, nice young man, Chris Zion. Oh, yeah, Zion. All right. I think we got to cut to a break, but we have Chris Weber. It's our kickoff, 10 shows to the cornhole tournament. Here we go, Make-A-Wish Foundation. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to Taco Bell. I'm just kidding. If you missed the first segment.
It's the first segment I always hear.
Oh, okay.
Like the intro to it.
If you missed the first segment, go back. We talked a little bit about the Mexican pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
But, your kiddo, Taco Bell.
You are listening to the At Home with the Roby Show. I'm Patrick McIsaac and Trent Haston are here. We have Chris Weber from Make-A-Wish.
Time out.
I knew you were going to do that. I was going to do it, too.
We talked about it last week. I know you listen to every second of every show 12 times.
And, but, folks, that's how North Carolina won the 1993 national championship.
So I will tell you, Sunday I got to meet and spend time with Coach Roy Williams.
Oh, man, that's cool.
And I got to hang out and actually play in my group with Scott Smith, Dean Smith's son.
Oh, wow.
So you're talking about a young kid, Tar Heel Blee, Carolina Blue dream. I'm just telling you, man, both – genuine, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. So Dean Smith was the coach when Chris Weber called.
Yeah,
1993.
You're right. I think so.
93?
It was 93.
That was the Fab Five.
That was the Fab Five.
Cool. Well, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
How long you been at Make-A-Wish?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. 10 years. It was 10 years last month.
10 years. What are you? You say you 26?
32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll take 26. That's fine.
I hear you.
Both numbers.
I mean, seems like we've known each other forever, really.
Yeah.
But you look so young.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, comparatively speaking, he is quite a bit younger than both of us, so congratulations.
Did I tell you about that guy, Chris Zion?
It was right after we talked about the Chihuahua from Taco Bell. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of COVID now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. From a Make-A-Wish perspective, we are. For sure. Travel restrictions are pretty much lifted. Kids are traveling.
I mean, who's not out of COVID?
Well, we still got some international restrictions that we can't do.
Really?
There's still some limitations on what we can do.
Really?
Yeah. Just a few things, but most everything is back.
I mean, people are still getting COVID.
Sure.
But I flick them in their nose. Tell them to move on down the road. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. We actually went out to Gatlinburg 2 weeks ago, and my buddy and his wife Shane, they had COVID.
Yeah, my mom and dad had it last week. Yep. Yeah, it's come definitely around.
And he felt under the weather, but it was like a cold. I mean,
yeah,
was still operating.
Yeah.
And Reagan and I didn't test. Reagan tested. She got a little under the weather this week and didn't have it. She was negative. So weird.
Surprising.
Must have been a different strain. I am no longer on the board.
I know.
Because I can't be.
Right. You maxed out your
time. I served my tour.
Yep. How many years was that? Remind everybody.
It was a lot. 12 years, maybe?
38 years.
Is it 2 6-year runs? Yeah. You got to take a year off?
Yeah, and then you roll off for
12 years. That's and they kicked me out.
I remember when you first got on the board, when I was, I'd been with Roby for about a year, we took a little trip down to West Palm Beach, and you had to do a board meeting while I was in the truck with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and were you impressed?
I was. I was like,
and then he hung around for 12 years.
It's like
so
he's
wasn't
on a board,
right?
Man. That's crazy. I mean,
that was pre-Zoom.
That was pre-Zoom. That was old conference call days, yep. Baby.
I learned so much from being on that board, and pretty soon after I got on the board, we had a board shakeup, and I usurped and was the president of our chapter for 2 years. Yep. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And that was after the recession, which was a hard time for fundraising.
Yep.
For charities. But I think it's, other than some blips in ability to grant wishes, which is the whole mission.
Sure.
It's been uphill for Central and Western North Carolina for the last.
Yeah, we've been moving and shaking.
Decade
Lots
plus
of good things happening.
Since you've been there.
And you said 400,
we'll close around 430 this year.
430. Yeah. And what I love about you guys is you always say we're in the business to get out of business.
Right.
And it's a business, a need that we wish wasn't there, but it is. I mean, 430 people.
Yeah.
You think about it, that's just the person that was granted the wish, but the impact that had on family members
yep.
and friends. I mean, your reach is humongous at that point.
Yeah, it's a wish experience for the whole family. It really does. It impacts not just the child, but brothers, sisters,
yep.
parents, grandparents, everybody involved kind of feels the lift that comes with that.
So the vision is to grant all wishes for children, give every child an opportunity to have a wish if
yep.
they have is it still a life-threatening illness?
Life-threatening, critical illness
critical
is what they're calling
illness,
it. But basically,
I mean, making sure
yeah.
The terminology yep. is still there. And as Patrick says, the goal is to put ourselves out of business so kids don't have these illnesses.
Right.
But the reality is they do today, and our goal is to raise enough money and reach enough
yep.
families and doctors and constituents that these kids are able to have this opportunity
yeah.
and their family.
Yep. Yeah, it is. And the crazy thing, so it's 430 wishes. We serve the westernmost 51 counties. So you're getting over a wish a day for a year in half of one state. It's pretty humbling when you think about the amount of just –
time, people, effort.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it's the whole community coming together to make it happen. It's pretty inspiring stuff.
And when you said that when you walked into the studio today, I think when I joined the board, we were like at 190 wishes.
Yep.
And if COVID had not happened, we would be where we are today
certainly.
A couple of years ago.
Yep. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we're working now not only to obviously grant all the wishes that we have coming in and raise money to do that, but there's kids that we're missing somewhere. We've got lots of rural areas in North Carolina, kids that don't necessarily get treated at the major hospital system.
Yeah.
So we're working hard to try and find those kids and figure out how they can get a wish too.
And I love, one of the things I love most, I say this every year about Make-A-Wish Foundation, is the effect not only it has on the child,
yep. right.
but on their, if they have siblings
mm-hmm.
and also their family
yep.
and their parents, and just how it spreads joy throughout the whole family network for the child with the illness, is to have, to be,
yep.
to go, to do? No.
To meet.
To meet.
To meet.
To meet, to do, to be, to have.
Yep.
Wow. Man,
so cool. I know.
I'm glad
you're doing
studied.
Good.
Yeah, you passed the
you
test.
You actually brought notes this time, it looks like. I'm impressed.
Yeah, on my hat.
There's just two letters.
Inside my shady rays. So, well, how's fundraising going?
It's been good.
Need more money.
Always. Always need more. More wishes means more money. That's for sure.
But it is strong. A lot of support out there right now.
We've had a very good year. But we know we're going to have another 430 some wishes to grant next year. So it's like our fiscal year ends in about 2 weeks, and then we start over at zero. And
that's
have to
a
keep
challenge
raising.
With nonprofit. Yeah, it starts at zero every time.
Yep.
It's a challenge with our business,
with
Patrick.
Any business.
Oh, you never go back to zero. You're like, duck swimming in the
we talk about a pipeline
swimming in the rotted soil.
No, but it's definitely a good business lesson. I mean, you can't take anything for granted,
right?
So no, that's amazing. And so new fiscal year starting.
Yep,
what's
September
the goal 1. For next year? How many are we doing?
We're looking between 400 and 415. It depends on how many referrals we get, which is what we're working hard to do. We've got a pipeline of kids that were backed up since COVID. We've started working through that. And kind of getting those kids that have been waiting. They're waiting on travel wishes, those types of things. We've cleared a lot of them out. So we're trying to, you know, make sure we're reaching all the other kids in the areas that maybe aren't as well served by the medical community.
Our plumbers clear a lot of backed up pipelines.
Hey.
Shameless plug.
The roles of a plumber. Poop runs downhill.
Yep.
Cold on the right, hot on the left.
Yep. Payday's
payday
on Friday.
Payday on Friday. Boss man. I don't like the boss man.
He's a word that we can't say on the show.
He's a sob.
And then there's a last one, but it's kind of gross. I don't know if I should say it.
Don't shake a plumber's hand.
Don't chew your nails. Don't chew your nails.
We try to throw some business lessons into the Make-A-Wish lessons.
Yeah, that's funny. But
I mean, it's been a blessing to me. I have 5 children. My oldest child is 15, Tatum. And this is our 16th year, and we've supported Make-A-Wish for 14 years.
Talk about that a little bit. Why? I mean, I know you said why, but how the transition? We didn't start out with Make-A-Wish at the corner.
No,
we can take it.
I'll do it after the break, because TJ's throwing circles in the air like he don't care.
Hurricane TJ.
Ooh.
Or Tornado TJ.
We're trying to stay away from Tornado TJ. He's from the Carolinas. He's actually from Georgia, so... All right, you're listening to At Home with Roby. Chris, will you stick around?
Absolutely.
Chris Weber from the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Central and Western North Carolina, talking some really good stuff today on the At Home with Roby show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we are getting people in cornhole season mode. For Make-A-Wish.
We are. Pitching for wishes.
Pitching for wishes. 16th year. We've done a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. We had to take the year off and do the walk during COVID. So 15th cornhole tournament.
And we got Christian McCall, director of PR and marketing for the Roby family. And then this year, who's been on the radio, we hired Sarah Strahaus, who does our digital tangoing and cashing it.
Yeah.
And these women, man, I mean, they got the best ideas ever, but they framed the first 15 years of our fundraiser. So three rows of five, the T-shirts.
We'll make that the
so
picture.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll make that. We'll put that on social
they're
media.
They're in our office.
Yeah, please check it out.
And then we have our 2 Guinness Book of World Record plaques that we won the biggest tournament in the world ever, and we beat our own record. Those are genuine, got holograms and stuff on them from Europe. And then today, she's like, I saw Sarah. I hadn't been in the office lately. And she's like, I need a Polaroid of you. I'm like, why do you need a Polaroid of me? And she's like, have you not seen my picture wall? So she's got Polaroids.
Both offices, yeah.
Now of putting pictures of all of our associates on the wall, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
So anyway, it's wonderful to have brilliance in our office. Kudos to y'all ladies. But I was saying all that about the cornhole T-shirts and having them framed and excited and having Sarah help Christian, who does the best job ever with our Pitching for Wishes.
Yeah,
I think it's only getting
no question.
Better. So we take at sponsors for the tournament. And
well, we've got several already.
She said we're ahead.
You mean
most years?
Got them right here. I feel like we need
to
give
ahead,
them a shout
Patrick.
Out. We got platinum sponsors, Trent. Home Technology Solutions and United Healthcare are in. And then we've got 15 Tourney 16ers, Ferguson, Harkey, which is, you know.
We did a moment of silence for our dear friend Reed Harkey,
Ferguson,
the founder of Harkey with his brother Jeff. God rest his soul. He passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And And they've supported us every year, 16th year.
Ferguson and Queen City have too. Yep. Yeah, Queen City Lumber, Ferguson Enterprises. And then we've got some, yeah, I mean, I think that's cool, man. 16 years in a row, we've already got some platinum sponsors. And then, of course, we co-sponsor, co-host with Harris Teeter.
We do.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is our sponsors write their check directly to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So all we are is a facilitator. You know, when I first started this, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, went to my CPA and said, I need to set up a trust or whatever, a nonprofit. And he's like, you're crazy. Just get everybody to write a check to the nonprofit.
Well, and
check out the middleman, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
I left one other sponsor out, and that's Skufka Law, who is actually Mr. Ron Skufka is going to be our guest next week. So that's a tease. Come check him out. He's always entertaining and has some bits of knowledge to drop upon us. Well, Trent, before the last segment, at the end of the last segment, I wanted you to kind of go down memory lane, tell the audience how the Cornholes tournament started. Give us the history of this event. I mean, being in 16 years ago, I was actually there 16 years ago at the very first, maybe it was the second one that I came to, at Village Tavern.
Yeah. How did it start?
Tell us the whole story.
Well, it was 2008, and we were not the Roby family of companies at the time. We were Andrew Roby, just custom residential, and we were peaking. I thought we were going to take over the world, and I went to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting. A friend, Chuck Liu, old friend, his son worked with us, and he took me and his son, Charlie, there. Wonderful. And I got all excited. Warren Buffett was talking about being a level five company, a level five leader, and you have a sustainable business. You take care of your associates. You're making a living. And now, level five, you need to polish your diamond and give back to the community. And his analogy, my father was a Marine, was everybody knows Toys or Tots are synonymous with the Marines. And I came back, and I told my dad and then we were going to do something, and we're going to do it for 15, 20 years, and in 10 years we will have raised $100,000 was my goal. And in the first year I thought we could raise five. My wife said, why don't you do a cornhole tournament? All you guys are playing cornhole these days. I modeled it off a golf tournament we've done. The asset is our customers. The paying people are the vendors and the sponsors. But the cornhole is good because everybody can play it if you're good or not. And you stay all together. You don't go off in groups of four. And we started that year and we raised I thought we could raise $5,000. I put my business plan on paper, who, what, when, where, why, how, and the budget was $20,000 with us giving the first $5,000 because I felt guilty asking for money unless we gave money. And then it took me 2 or 3 hours to call Webb Hatley from Queen City Lumber and Randy Burvis from the Overhead Door. I had never asked for money without doing a job. And I was asking them for $2,500 each, and it took me like 2 hours to make the phone call to dial the 7 digits. Back then it wasn't 10. And they said yes so easily and quickly and supportive that I stopped. I redid my budget and made it $30,000. So that shows you put stuff on paper and think about it. So 5 to 30, and now we're broke. Because we spent probably 10 or 20. But it was great. So we did 30, 40, 55. Then we busted 100 in our fourth year. And pretty regularly with the partnership of Harris Teeter, we've been well over $200,000 for a long time now.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say years.
Yeah, it has been. And they've committed to the second tournament, I think, this year. So
they have, yeah.
It's going to be another record-breaking year.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's chill bumps, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And me being less involved at the board level, watching this from, say, afar,
sure.
It's even better.
Well, yeah, it's your legacy, right?
It's really cool. And we want to get all our families involved in it, so it's great. I mean, I meet people in town now, and they go, you're the Make-A-Wish guy. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, well, you work for Make-A-Wish. I'm like, well, no, I don't work for Make-A-Wish. I work for Roby, but we really support Make-A-Wish. So, yeah, Chris, give us some highlights of this year.
Yeah, I mean, 430 wishes, most we've ever granted. Pretty wild. We've raised, I'm going to go out on a limb, I think it's more money than we've ever raised. I think it was our biggest fundraising year we've ever had.
Congratulations.
Which is pretty awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we've got, our team worked real hard to, man, we knew we had a lot to grant, and we went out and found a way. Had a lot of great new community partners, corporate support. Obviously, the Cornhole Tournament's been a huge part of that for years. And yeah, we're setting up for September 1 and doing it all over again.
And what is the average cost of a wish now? I know it kind of is, inflation's come.
Yeah. Right now it's $7,500.
$7,500.
Yeah, per wish, and then you figure 430 of those. It's a lot of money.
And that's just what we're spending on wishes. I mean,
correct.
You have to
and
run the operation,
cost.
Too. Yeah.
We've got a staff of 24, 25.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, so we've grown quite a bit.
I always ask this question when you come on. Is there one or maybe a wish that really stuck out this year to you?
We just did one a couple months back. A young boy, he was 13 or 14, I believe, wished to record his own country music song. So
there
we sent him
go.
To Nashville, and he went to a, like, an official recording studio and has his track and his little plaque, and
that
pretty,
is cool.
It was pretty cool. We haven't done a lot of those. It was pretty special.
That is chill bumps
yeah.
on my arm.
That's awesome. It's pretty awesome. We've got the audio file. I'll send it to you guys after
that.
This.
Would be great.
It's pretty
I
cool. It's
it.
A great song too.
I'll make people listen to it in
yeah,
my truck.
It was good. It was great.
Or your golf cart. Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah. I make people listen to a lot of stuff. They're like, oh my gosh, here you go.
This one's got a good story though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's awesome. Know. Yeah,
well, that is
that.
Cool.
That's a cool one. Yeah.
So how can people look up Make-A-Wish?
Yep. Our easiest is our website, nc.wish.org. It's got all of our information, how to donate, the events we've got coming on. You can follow us on our social media channels from there as well. And we post Wish stuff all the time, stories that are happening, you know, need for volunteers, support, donations, all that stuff right online.
That's awesome. Look them up. What's the address?
nc.wish.org.
nc.wish.org. One thing I love about Make-A-Wish internationally, but Make-A-Wish Central and Western North Carolina, you donate the money in this region, it stays and provides wishes in the region, which is great.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here, Chris Weber.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, buddy. I'll see you November the 4th.
Yes, sir.
It's Saturday, November the 4th?
The 4th.
The 4th.
4th.
The 4th.
4th.
All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, Make-A-Wish Cornhole. So much excitement in the studio. I love it. And if y'all missed this last few segments, go back, hit it up. We've got it on all the social media channels, and I think you can probably find it on the internet.
Man,
interwebs.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, I am too. You're going to like this. I got to give a shout out here to Linda Woodall. Linda listens to the show and just hired our handyman service, Andrew Roby Services, Andrew Roby, to do some work at her home. So thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
She told
TJ send that to you or something?
It just comes to me, Trent. I get, people tell me things and I try to write them down and say what I'm supposed to say.
I feel like I'm getting rerouted these days.
You think we're calling an audible?
I don't know what's happening. I mean, I was trying to start doing the intros, and now you're talking about Taco Bell, and
we're in the twilight zone. What do you mean?
Well, I made a mistake earlier, and I like to own up to my mistakes.
All right, well,
so
just tell us what
this
you did.
Is our 11th show leading up to the week of November the 4th, Saturday, November the 4th. We do a wish story. This is the kickoff show. And then the 10 shows leading up on the last segment, we tell a wish story. So.
Well, now that we're being serious and we're confessing to mistakes, I could have easily said and corrected you, but I did not. So we're both a little bit at fault there. How about that?
Wow, man. Way to manage up, Patrick. We're down or something.
Sideways, left
you
ways.
Dictator? What are you?
Diagonal. I don't know. Goodness gracious. Yeah.
Well, I think yesterday was the hottest day of the year in Charlotte.
Possibly.
Or one of the hottest.
It was definitely hot. Yeah.
96 degrees or 97.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it going to cool down?
I don't know. I should keep up better with that, but I can't tell you.
Well, I think it's sad what's going on in Hawaii.
Yeah.
With the wildfires or the fires and the wind that has driven the fires and the folks that have died is so sad. To keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. But, you know, natural disasters are prevalent, and heat helps fires.
Well, it's just, I mean, just the fear that where do you go? In the ocean?
Yeah.
You got nowhere to go. It's a land, I mean, pretty small. It's in Maui, right? That's the area that this is happening in.
I've never been there.
I have. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Went as a kid, and then my brother-in-law, who's been on the show, we went with them when Jody was pregnant with Scarlett.
Gotcha.
A long time ago.
Doesn't so when seem like you, that long ago. When you going back to Carowinds?
When am I going? I might go this afternoon, man. You want to come
oh,
with me?
God. did you buy a late season pass?
I did. That's kind of an interesting. It's like if you go twice, you're already paying
you
for
did
it.
Buy?
I did. I did.
Dude, it's August 15th.
Well, no, you get it for next year, too.
Oh, they
you get the end
butt.
Of this year and next year.
Let me guess, you
it's
buy
a good deal.
You buy insurance on all the products you buy.
I don't buy insurance on nothing. No, but I know that my daughter has a school trip, or if she goes to the same camp next year, she's got to go back next year. So yeah, man, I think I'm in the good. If I do that, I'm in the good $10.
So let's talk about the hottest thing that's going on right now in the sports world is pickleball.
Oh, dude, you're gonna throw that in?
And you. And you've been playing. Reagan asked me last night if I've got my pickleball.
They're in my truck. I got to give them back to you.
And my buddy Ashish Mystery, fellow
Pickle.
YPO, or out of Atlanta, we need to order some product from him.
Yeah, P I K L, I believe is what it is.
Started a company called Pickle. We're going to get him on the show. But he sent me these paddles and balls. How they work? They win or lose?
They work. Well, they won and lost because my wife used one and I use the other. And. You know, so I beat her once, and she beat me once, and then the other guy we play with, so they won and lost.
You told me you were blowing your wife out on the third game that your time was up. That's what you told me, Jody. I want you to verify that the next time I see you.
I don't know, man. I mean, she's pretty good. I'll give her that. I'm not going to talk no smack.
So I was thinking about this the other day. I really like pickleball. It's fun. I have a little net that Rob Krause gave me, and I have a line court.
Are you issuing a challenge? Is that what we are? You?
I mean, I haven't. It was I did it right when we got it a couple times, and I realized I was old man.
It is fun, so, but playing one on one it's a lot of exercise. Playing doubles is a little bit less. Strenuous.
But it's kind of like cornhole. You're together, and it's more social.
Yep, get a little exercise.
So I know the trend is they're building pickleball, like clubs.
Yeah,
so. I don't know.
Yeah, the Rally is the one that I think has gotten a lot of press. It's
is that where
up.
You played?
Yeah, we played there once, and that's down towards Southside Drive, kind of down.
Loso,
that's right.
The lower south end.
That's it.
And our buddy Michael Cox got his Fat Burrito open in
Man,
Loso.
I know. I've been twice since it's been open.
Have
I got
you
a
really?
Fat Burrito shirt I've been wearing around town. Yeah, Michael, it's great. We love it.
Let me guess, you had some rice?
I didn't.
And some chips.
Nah, man. I used to always get to have the veggie quesadilla. I ate there all the time when I worked at Ferguson because it was right around the corner. That was kind of like one of the places we could go back in the day when there wasn't really anything in South End quite yet. And so it tastes just the same. It's amazing.
It does?
Yeah.
Man, that's business lesson of the night.
Yeah. Really cool.
Well, what you got for us, man?
I got nothing other than I'm excited about the cornhole witch stories that we're telling. We'll start that next
that
week.
Fun.
We talk about it. It's
always a good season for us.
Something very fun. I look forward to doing.
It was fun having Chris Weber here, reminiscing a little bit over the last decade, and it's just so fun to help these families and these kids and experience some of it with them. And the goal of the cornhole tournament is to raise money. Every dollar we raise goes to Grant a Wish
in our area too.
And if you need to look it up, how can they look it up on our social media?
NC Wish, I think. But we're talking about the cornhole tournament.
Pitching for wishes.
Oh, we'll get it out anyway. Facebook, Instagram,
we'll get it
LinkedIn.
Out.
Yeah,
we'll get it out. Get it in.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Pitching for wishes.
Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile on your face. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.